Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. We just fertilized our gardens. We are looking at inspiration, noticing how it exists within the moment. Every moment filled with something that we do feel grateful for. No effort. Simply noticing what already exists. The other day I was on a walk and I was shown a vision. The vision is a rushing river. And all along it, there are places where the water pools into little whirlpools. And the pool is caused by the way the rocks are lying below. The rushing river moves the rocks as it will. Each of us are like these little pools of water. It is easy to experience oneself as separate from the larger river. And out of that sense of separation, it is easy to effort toward change. Let me make this more practical. Since I was a girl, my spirit has yearned to go home. I have yearned to experience myself as one without any separation. In Buddhism, that would be enlightenment. And out of my desire to be enlightened, I efforted. That is like the little pool of water trying to move the rocks. That is like the thinker trying to change thought. That is like the client trying not to feel sad. That is like the person trying to make life look just like she wants it to look. Because if it does, she's arrived. There are so many different ways in which we fall asleep like this. I am coming to see that the water is water, no matter its shape. When the river wants the rocks to move, the rocks will shift. When the river wants the tiny pool of water to disperse out, it will. And if that is the case, what is it that I do? What is my part in the process of awakening? My teacher, my favorite teacher, would say, what is the willingness? What does it mean to be willing? There are so many ways to be willing. And the way that I want to talk about today is being peaceful with the rocks. Being peaceful with the rocks is allowing whatever shape that arises to be as it is without efforting away from it. The anger, the malice, the sadness, the despair, allowing it all. Knowing that it's coming from thought. Thought is coming from the river. The river sends rocks. The river sends thought. When we fall asleep, we think, I send thought. I move the rocks. I awaken. But I does not exist. There is nothing for I to do. And since the I cannot know this, it is helpful to relax into the experience of being water. Once when I was sitting with a teacher, he said, Nicole, put your attention on the thing that does not change. Everything that changes is not home, is not the water. The water is always the same, no matter the shape it takes. So if you close your eyes and rest, what do you notice that does not change? What within your awareness does not change? Everything that changes moves and flows on its own. There is nothing for you to do about it, but allow it to pass. When I am rooted to the experience of what does not change, everything is held within a cup of acceptance. Everything is allowed, even the terror. Something comes up in my garden that I do not want, like my child getting hurt. If I am rooted to the experience of what does not change, I am present, even to the experience of terror that arises. It arises and it goes away. I am like a shell through which life is blowing. I am the water taking many shapes. I am nothing but a door through which experience passes. I once believed that when I arrived home, I would only experience bliss, the shape of bliss. That may be true, because I am not home now. I am not awake to being home every moment, though I am home every moment. I am not awake to being the river, to being the water every moment, though I am always the water every moment. And perhaps when I am awake to that, I will only experience bliss. But I am certain of this. And take what I say with a grain of salt. If it does not resonate, it is not true for you. But I am certain of this. Trying to arrive at bliss is the experience of dwelling in what changes. It is not the experience of resting in what does not change. Because what does not change in me does not need bliss. It's already arrived. It's not looking for a particular experience or shape. It doesn't need that. It's already water. And it remembers that, no matter its shape. Until the next time.